You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Only in Wisconsin could two guys spend 2 hours debating politics, Packers, and pizza crusts and somehow make it work. It's John and Gordy, serving up fresh talk every morning with that signature Madison flavor. Stay tuned. The John and Gordy Show starts now.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson, warning.
Good. What a morning.
Yeah.
WMDX 92.7. Wow.
Yeah.
I am really, I'm glad to see that we all made it here.
Yes.
Emergency, emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
Yeah.
Big news. Big news.
If you're getting up and ready to go to work this morning, you better get up early or start early or get the hell out of the house and do your thing out there in the icy roads of Madison this morning.
Allow plenty of extra travel time.
This is really bad. I mean,
it's really icy.
It's glazed ice. All the roads are glazed ice. There isn't one that isn't glazed.
I came in on East Washington, all glazed ice, all the way to the Capitol. It was crazy. People were sliding all over the place.
You can't stop. There's no really.
Yeah.
You're lucky to steer if you're at a certain speed, and that's about it.
Yeah. Then I was going around the Capitol, you know, making the turn. Dayton, Wilson, Dayton, or somewhere, that big hill that goes down.
That's awful.
I was on the brakes the whole time. I thought I'm going to go right into this guy's front yard, but thankfully stopped right before the curb.
Yeah,
so I didn't damage anything. But man, it was it's really bad out.
And right in front of us on State Street. Someone with a bike slipped and fell, and bike was they had to just carry their bike, and it's very slippery.
You can't bike or anything.
It was like a scooter bike. Yeah,
you really can't do anything. There's absolutely no traction whatsoever. It's solid ice. I don't know what happened overnight, man.
I know
it wasn't warm enough to have rain.
I think we only had snow. We had enough snow, but the snow just it was compacted onto the roads by cars driving by, and now it's frozen. It's completely icy. And so, no trucks out there.
That's the other thing. I didn't see one truck trying to do anything out there. Sand, liquid salt.
I think they were surprised.
I don't know.
I don't think this was in the forecast. So blame the weather people.
Yeah.
Charlie Shortino.
Good for you, man.
And
you're getting even.
Brian Dukes.
Retribution.
Come on. What happened, you guys? No, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Extra time.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I know in Illinois, it was more snowfall there. It was a couple more inches than we got. I know back at my house, it was up. So.
Yeah, they had about a foot of snow over by Pleasant Prairie and Racine area, Kenosha area, and in Chicago. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in an hour. I mean, drive time is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had a small band of vehicles around, and we were doing well. We were all going the same speed. We got almost all the lights. It was really, we just got lucky.
On University Avenue coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off campus
That's
drive.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out, but I can't imagine what's going to happen when it's car to car.
Well, Wash is a mess.
There's no room. It's just drive time. And you're going to rely on a lot of that. And plus, then you have a little bit of the ice melting from the heat of the engines.
And a little oil and,
And then it'll just become slipperier again because it's cold outside. This is really a horrible day to drive. Let me just say that.
Yeah, I think they got the idea. It's 27 degrees currently, and it feels like 18, and the high today around 43. So it'll get better as the day goes on. But for the next hour or two, pretty slippery.
Yeah.
So watch out out there. Okay.
All right. Well, there is something about white knuckling it first thing in the morning. You just don't need it.
No. Yeah.
Man.
Just, look out out
there. I was really surprised.
Just slow down. Everybody will be fine if you just take it slow.
Again, no trucks. I suppose you're going to rely on the heat, right?
Well,
the warmer temperatures today.
I guess.
Before
yeah.
they go out and do anything at all. You know, screw Madison. See if you can get to work. If you can't, have an accident, fine. You know, it's not our fault.
Well, I have a story for you guys.
What happened
yesterday?
What happened to you?
I went to go get some groceries. I went grocery shopping at Target for some reason. I don't know why I did that.
Everybody kind of goes shopping every once in a while, right?
Yeah, but I go to Aldi. I don't know what I was thinking. But
oh, okay.
I went to Target and I got my groceries. I was walking out and I slipped and fell right in front of my face, hit my nose, right in front of the Target balls that are outside.
Target balls.
And thank God my girlfriend wasn't there, or she would have left me because it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Well, she would have rushed over and helped you, too.
Yeah, she might have caught you.
That's true, but oh, God, it was so embarrassing. People were watching me. And
did you bleed?
Did anybody help you? You know, like, here, young man, let me help you out.
No one helped me. They just stared and watched.
There you go. That's neighborly.
You know, my border collie did more than that when I fell face down in my lawn the other day. She was concerned. She came right in after me. I didn't have to call her over or anything. And I was like running into the house, cupping my hands over my nose, bleeding like hell.
Yeah,
she kind of freaked out probably. But anyway, it's just a bad morning to drive.
Well, if you want to call us in, call in some weather conditions by you. Sure.
No,
why
not?
We need our Weather Spotter network going. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK.
All right.
A little bit later on in this hour, we'll be talking with Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Got a few pets up for adoption, and she'll be telling us what the latest is at the Dane County Humane Society.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's happening.
All right.
And the Eagles beat the Packers last night, 10-7. Yeah, close game. Apparently a very boring game for most of it.
Low scoring the all the way through.
I don't think anybody scored till maybe the fourth quarter. I didn't stay up to
watch
the game.
I think they had a last-second kick. They had a last-second kick that could have tied the game.
Oh, really?
And he just shanked it.
Wait a minute.
Man, really...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, really?
Really.
They still have that. The original kicker in there now?
Know. Yep.
What in God's name are they thinking? Oh, my gosh. This guy comes out of, you know, hasn't been able to start in the NFL. Going to be a teacher. They call him in. Two games.
Yeah.
A record for the Packers.
Yeah.
Never misses one.
Yeah.
We put the guy back in. Who is not injured anymore, comes in, misses every damn kick. And they haven't changed. They haven't changed the kicker. Well, I can't help it.
Brandon McManus is the kicker.
What is wrong with them? I tell you.
That's the guy that had the injury and he came back.
And they kept him in. Yeah. He keeps missing him. Keep him in. We have the best kicker on reserve or whatever.
But he says he's corrected his technique.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
Apparently, maybe he overcorrected. I don't know.
Oh, it was such a bad kick that it looked like it got tipped. That's how bad of a kick it was. It got completely shanked to the left. That's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know how
it was short.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I can't fix the Packers by myself, okay? As much as I'd like to try.
Okay.
I mean, this is a simple solution, you know?
Yeah.
Great kicker, not playing. Bad kicker, playing. Duh. All right.
Yeah. Well, in the news, the Senate passed that.
Don't even get me started.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'm already angry.
Tell me about it. I mean, the Democrats just caved.
They got nothing for it.
Nothing.
And they caved.
Absolutely.
In the Senate.
In the Senate.
Well, now we don't know what's going to happen.
It goes
in the
over
House.
The House, and we'll see what happens now.
Hakeem Jeffries better hold the line on this thing and not let this thing pass. This is outrageous.
Yeah.
Just outrageous. In fact, I got a story on that. I was going to save it till later. I'll just mention it now, though, that not only is it not a clean bill, which is what they insisted on passing, right?
Right, yeah.
They added into this bill the fact that the senators can now sue for confiscating their phone records.
Oh, really?
Remember, I think it was the FBI gathered up their phone records.
Mm.
They were looking into a certain time period around the time where they had the fake electors,
yeah.
And they were trying to find out who was coordinating who was doing this, and they looked at the phone records. Now, that I don't see anything wrong with that. I actually don't see anything illegal about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're investigating something. They're doing what they can to investigate. So now the senators can sue the government, I guess. I don't know who they're going to sue. They're going to sue people now if they want. And this is a Ted Cruz bill. And it's unbelievable. That's part of this. The other one, the question I have is, and I know one senator was complaining about the fact they're going to try and slip by a national anti-abortion bill. I don't know if that's in it either. There's no talk about it. Ron Wyden brought this up, and he even released a video of him saying, warning, warning. You know, they're trying to pass an anti-abortion bill nationwide, and it doesn't seem like anybody else, the Democrats. My God.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got please.
Big split in the party now.
You know, they're not bringing it up. None of the other senators are saying, that anti-abortion thing nationwide. No one's talking about it except for Ron Wyden. What is this?
I don't know.
You know, the Democrats are so inept, so horrible at playing the political game. Sadly, it has to be a game, but they just don't know how to tough it out, right? They really had this. But, you know, I've got a cut from Rachel Maddow, who went on a tear last night.
I'll bet.
Yeah, we're going to get to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Oh, it's just, I mean, they were riding high after last Tuesday. You know, the votes came in. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's, this is great. We've got momentum now, and now this.
Yeah.
Now they've just caved in completely.
And just got nothing.
Got nada.
I mean, when you think about it, the Republicans were the ones holding out. You see? And then when you give in, you're like saying, well, maybe we were the ones holding out. And everybody was giving the Democrats credit, kudos, and the public was on their side.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I give up.
Well, they got a promise that they're going to take up the ACA in January.
Yes. Oh, that
we're going to bring that to the floor and debate. We're really going to have a real debate this time.
Yeah, that's
really
what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wait.
They'll get those tax credits passed for the ACA.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'll happen.
Well, because they've negotiated tough here. They were tough.
Chuck Schumer, cave.
Wow.
Dick Durbin, cave.
Angus. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Tim
Kaine.
This party should never have happened. We got to vote in some very, very active Gen Z politicians. We got to change this horrible, horrible Democratic Party.
Yeah. Okay. Just getting started on a Tuesday morning. Very, very slippery out there this morning. Allow plenty of extra travel time and slow down, okay? All right. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's winter ago. We're dancing on ice out there on the highways.
Yep. very, very slick out.
It is so icy out there, you will not believe it.
27 Seriously. Degrees, and it feels like 18 degrees, highs in the low 40s for today. But very, very slippery. I mean, we're seeing people slide around here.
Yeah,
look at that pickup truck. He's lost
not,
it.
That's
almost
not good.
Hit the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the corner of State and Fairchild.
I don't know. Can you say
it's an ice rink?
Can you say it's like you're balancing the car on the road?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it just slides.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Right.
There's no traction whatsoever. I was leaning toward the island on the left side.
Yeah.
And one tire in the snow that was there in order to kind of get some grip.
Traction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. I mean, it's just awful.
Yeah.
So be careful out there. And
so
slow
I would
down.
Allow for about an hour to get to work. And if you're out there in a clump of cars, oh my God, I pity you.
It's like cars.
Yeah. It's not good.
Slipping and sliding.
We can laugh now, but you know, this is not a good situation. There's no trucks out trying to take care of this problem. Just really horrible out there.
We haven't seen any. No.
Yeah. You know, here in this country, we have something called an H-1B visa, and we bring people into this country who are slightly qualified to do specific work, and it's been abused a lot by high-tech corporations to bring people in from other countries at a lower wage. Mm-hmm. Now, it's as low as it can get, technically, for the government. They don't want people coming in here, you know, working for less when you can hire an American. Who makes more, but hire American. You can't just bring people in here who work cheaper. And so there's at least an attempt, I think, or thinking that they might want to revise and draw a line on the H-1B visas finally. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to give credit to this administration for anything, but I think they're looking at it, and that would be a great revision to the program, H-1B program. So here we have the H-1B program. Well, now China is going to have their own version of the H-1B visas. Mm. And they're going to try to steal technology or the people who can handle technology away from us because, well, you know, we're cutting and slashing the government that uses these experts in order to, you know, make sure that we're doing the right things. Each department is handling its responsibilities, right?
Wow. So they're stealing our.
So they're going to try to attract foreign tech workers away from us because we are drawing the line. We're not going to spend money hiring these people.
Wow.
I mean, you know, take for instance, NOAA. You know, they have all of these, you know, specific satellites up there.
Yeah.
They're going to revise and put new satellites in.
Right.
But now they're not going to do it. Because, well, you know, we got along for centuries without those damn satellites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Oceanic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Administration. Yeah. Yeah. It's just they just keep cutting, you know, keep cutting all these programs and cutting research, cutting medical programs that, you know, can't just restart.
That's right. You know,
just cut the research. Yep.
They call
Cut
it the H-1B visa in China is going to be called the K visa.
The K visa.
Targeting science and technology workers who could turn their dreams into a reality in another country.
Mm.
So there you go.
Okay.
I've always said that, you know, I always made the argument that if we create regulations and whatever on top of our healthcare industry, that they're not going to come up with new vaccines, they're not going to come up with new technologies to help people, you know, with their diseases, right?
Mm.
But no, it seems crazy because people do that for the good of mankind, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's
yes.
Not, it's not, well, I'm going to come up with a new vaccine and save people's lives so I can make a lot of money. You don't, that's not part of the package.
That's not really
No one does that.
Yeah.
But they portray it as though that's how they think.
Mm.
Well, if we bring the prices of drugs down, there won't be anybody doing any more research because there's no incentive to do it.
Do money.
No, only to
money.
You would you find an incentive to, I don't know, make money off of people's illnesses. God, folks. You know, we're not dumb. You know, we kind of see through that. Yeah. Oh, you know, I was listening to Maggie Dawn yesterday.
Yeah.
And I am envious of, she has a mega caller. All right.
Yeah.
This guy's name is Gary.
Okay.
And he has called her a number of times, but they have a conversation. And, you know, he doesn't bring up an odd subject and then take off on it, you know, while you're trying to get through and say, no, wait,
yeah.
You know,
hold up.
He doesn't do that. They had this great discussion about Snap, and I was just fascinated by it. But I think Maggie went, I thought she was going to say, you know, the Snap program expanded under Biden because of the COVID pandemic.
Right.
Remember, we cut poverty in half during that time because we supplemented, we provided the programs and the money to feed people and get health care. And that's where all of that came in. And that's true to a certain degree, but it's not completely true. And I'll have a story on that coming up.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Was that clear?
Yes.
In other words,
could you go over there?
I want Gary to call.
Yeah. You want to steal one of Maggie's callers?
Megas.
Is that what you're doing?
I want a mega Gary to call me, please.
All right. It is 29 past the hour. Straight ahead, the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then we're back with Idiocracy on a very slick Tuesday morning. Watch out there. Get a weather update, too, coming up.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, if we could just turn a few of the liberals and progressive and Democrats into predators, maybe we'd have a chance. That's what I'm thinking here.
Yeah, maybe. 6:35.
WMDX 92.7 is John and Gordy, you know, trying to make it through the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was a white knuckler getting into work.
It's
and
crazy
now we've
out
got
there.
Some bad news for you and Idiocracy too. So
okay, hang on.
WMDX weather with Gordy Young.
Okay. Wow. Weather in a word. Damn, it's slippery out there. Okay, that's a few words. It's really icy on most of the roads around Madison right now.
All of them.
Yeah, they're all iced up.
It's just solid ice.
We had an inch or two of snow, and then, you know, with all the drivers out there, it turned into ice.
Well, you would think that they put salt or something on the intersections.
You would think.
No.
Just had this one batch of snow that moved across, I guess, after midnight. And,
It seems like
did its thing.
Every year something happens in Madison, right, that catches them by surprise and then sets everything up for the rest of the winter.
That's right. Last winter. Was it last winter or the winter before?
Winter before.
We had that big snowstorm.
Yes, and we had, 3 inches of ice on the roads all winter.
Right. It was crazy.
Someone just crashed right in front. Well, no, when we were during break.
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone ran into the car.
Yeah, ran right into the curb.
Just slipped. Yeah.
Smacked it.
You have no traction whatsoever. There's nothing out there. It's not melting because of the cars either.
The corner of Fairchild and State Street. go really, really slow. Don't.
Unless you want to provide John and Gordy with entertainment.
Right. We've already seen a couple of problems
out
there.
Watch the accident.
Yeah. All right. People ruin their alignment on their tires as they slide into the curb.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something else. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving.
It's coming up.
It is. It is. And we're wondering, can you afford your Thanksgiving dinner? Can you? Can you set everything up on the table for the family and make sure that they get all of the treats that they have gotten so used to eating each and every year during more prosperous times during the Biden administration?
Well, what's the problem? Is it going to be really expensive this year?
You know, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I just want to add a little piece to this story, okay? Because I have this story. Everybody is comparing the prices from last year to this year.
Yeah.
As according to the research by this research group called Walmart.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You know, we have to go by what they say because they're in business to promote this. Anyway, they're saying that prices for Thanksgiving dinner are a little bit lower this year.
Oh, really? Lower?
Well, you just, you know, just a smidgen.
Yeah.
Yes, because of the con job that Biden had gotten into when he was estimating the cost of dinner last year.
You think they gave that to Joe to figure that out? Here's a calculator.
I'm sorry.
List of groceries, Joe.
It really
is. Check it out for us.
Well, you know, Joe sat up nights thinking, how can I con people over Thanksgiving? Why? That's such a stupid idea. All right, let's listen to this. This is cut 42.
Okay. I just heard this yesterday that Walmart said that the Thanksgiving was 25% more expensive under Biden. That's a big, to me, that's a big number because Walmart's respected. I mean, Walmart is Walmart, and, you know, they're giving you prices. So that would mean that the whole series of pricing and costs, you know, the groceries and everything
else,
it was a con job. It was a con job. Affordability, they call it, was a con job by the Democrats. The Democrats are good at a few things, cheating on elections and conning people with facts that aren't true. 25% cheaper this year will be cheaper to have Thanksgiving than it was a year ago under sleepy Joe Biden.
Because Joe Biden thought, I got to con people about the cost of Thanksgiving this year. Jesus. We got nothing else to do, really. Okay, the Thanksgiving bundle is smaller than it was last year. That's why Walmart is saying it's not as expensive as it was last year.
So there's not as much food?
That's right. They shorted how much you could eat by six items. All right.
Okay.
So this year, they don't expect you to have cranberry sauce. They don't expect you to use a little chicken broth in the stuffing. And no sweet potatoes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And that's just three items out of the six. Oh, all right. Man. So I don't know. Yeah. You know,
apples, oranges, what are we
if I could have advised Biden to do one thing, and that is not to con people over how much it'll cost for Thanksgiving dinner.
He really shouldn't have done that.
No,
he really set himself up. It's comparison failure. Oh, poor Joe.
Yeah.
Is he now?
Somebody just advised him. Well, now, see, Trump discovered the con job, and he's telling everybody about it. Damn, that happens.
Thanks to the Walmart prices.
Yeah.
Because that's what we all go by, I guess.
Oh, and the interesting thing is that they use their own Walmart brand.
Oh, of course they do.
This year.
The great
as opposed to last year. So the prices are down even lower because of that. Okay. So they have not only taken six items off, they use their own store brand,
generic,
which is cheaper than the brands that they used last year.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Nothing like gaming the system. Is that called a con job?
Yeah.
It might be. Maybe. You know what? I think Trump is conning people this year over the price of Thanksgiving. Could be wrong. All right, now let's get to something. This is interesting because Joe Biden, when they had a problem with meat prices, he met with the farmers and ranchers.
Yeah.
Trump, instead, he said, well, you know, I'm going to go to Pam Bondi, and I'm going to investigate and arrest people and put them in jail. Trump wow. accused foreign-owned Brazilian meat packers in the U.S., there are two of them, of driving up the price of beef through illicit collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. This guy is so paranoid. He sees this kind of stuff everywhere. Man, no, lucky he doesn't go shopping in a grocery store. He'd be debating the people at the checkout counter. This is manipulation.
Yeah.
This is price fixing. He hired Pam Bondi to look into this and investigate what's going on. Trump said American ranchers are being blamed for what is being done by a majority foreign-owned meat packer, jeopardizing the security of the nation's food supply. Look, I've been getting by all this time, not buying beef. I mean, it's been expensive for the last 3 or 4 years, right?
Yes.
So it. This isn't something new, according to him, the guy who, grocery, he's the guy who coined the idea of grocery shopping. Remember?
Trump?
Grocery shopping. No one talks about grocery shopping anymore. Is that
grocery
the term?
Store. Yeah.
So anyway, he, of course, has no proof that there's price fixing by these foreign meat packers in the U.S. Of course, climate change got completely ignored again for the droughts, no water and grazing land for the beef cattle, along with years of low prices that led ranchers to reduce their herd size because of that. And plus, remember, the screw worm, which is a fly that embeds into the skin of these cattle, that infestation from Mexico prevented Mexico from importing or exporting their beef to the U.S.
Screw worm.
So there's a whole bunch of things that contribute to this. It's not the meat packers. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway. By the way, Kamala, her campaign promised to crack down on food producers and major supermarkets price gouging, which Trump never mentioned till now. So there you go. That's what it's all about. It's not the meat packers. It might be, but I'm doubting that. All right. Now let's look at he's emphasizing the idea that all this talk about affordability.
Right.
I have a chart here about the affordability factor. Coffee is up 18.9%.
Wow.
Utilities are up 11.7%. Mm. Things are down, though. He's saying everything is down. Everything is better under him.
Right.
See. Electricity, 5.1 and rising. Vehicle repairs, today is going to be that day.
Yeah, they're going to be busy.
11.5%.
Oh, boy.
So everything is way, way up. All right.
Yep.
Now I want to play something from Trump. I hate playing stuff from him. You know that.
I know.
We do it anyway. Yeah, it's our clown show. It's part of the clown show.
Yes, it is.
This is where Trump seemed to like repeat over and over something. It's like his record skipped. And so if you can just imagine, listen to this guy just repeat and repeat and repeat. Listen.
If you look at affordability, which they campaigned on, they lied because they talked about, prices are up. No, prices are down.
No, they're not.
Under the Trump administration, and they're down substantially. Energy prices are down by 30, 35, 40%. Gasoline is way down. And the other big thing is inflation is way down. The biggest thing is inflation. The second biggest thing is energy. Energy is way down. And what's also down? Gasoline. Also, the biggest thing is inflation, and it's way down.
God.
Here we go. Clown show continues.
God's name.
Oh, boy.
That's how he reinforces what he's going to say, all the time, right? Oh, my gosh. It's just insane. Okay. That's his record skipping, I like to call it. All right.
Okay.
We don't have. Okay. How about we've dropped in fertility drugs to make a lot of Trump babies, hopefully, by the midterms. Back in history, Germany talked about Hitler children, the League of German Girls, and ultimately Hitler Youth. Well, now we have Trump babies, cut 47. Cut okay. 47.
Here we go. Check it
there
out.
There we go.
President Trump highlighted the first three. The, you know, leading U.S. company, leading European company. We've dropped in fertility drugs. So we'll make lots of Trump babies, I'm hoping, by the midterms.
So there you go.
What?
Dr. Okay. Oz warning us that we're going to have a lot of Trump babies out there. Now, maybe Trump is, you know, taking some nights off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
producing more Trump babies.
It is 6:48. Coming up, we'll be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Serenity Pet Spas. Give your pup the spa day they deserve. Serenity Pet Spas, three locations in Madison. Coming back with Lisa Bernard next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing it.
We're swinging. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy swinging in the morning here, and everybody is swinging around on the icy roads this morning.
Slipping and sliding. Very icy out there all across Madison and Dane County this morning. Hey, let's check in with Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, well, we made it, you know, on those icy roads. Yeah. Wow.
Have you been out
yet?
That's
good.
Or do you live there? Do you live at the Humane Society? How was your drive-in? Bad?
Sometimes.
Oh, really?
I'm working from home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Took a snowmobile in this morning.
Okay. Well, let's get to some pets that you have that are up for adoption. Looks like you have three different dogs. Or no, a dog and a cat. Let's see. Two dogs and a cat.
There you go.
Right?
All right, start where you want to start.
Two dogs and a cat. I feel like we're at the start of a joke here.
Three dogs and a cat.
So,
go ahead.
We're gonna start with Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rocco is 10 and a half years old. Mm-hmm. He's about 83 pounds. He's a pit bull mix, and he's mostly rust colored, but does have white toes that are really cute and white on his chest. He was found in McFarland as a stray and brought to DCHS in late October. We attempted to locate his family, but we weren't successful. So now he's looking for a new family. He's really calm and affectionate. He's an affectionate, gentle giant is what he is.
Yeah.
He's looking to become your loyal companion. He does get along well with smaller dogs. Doesn't really like the bigger guys, which is kind of funny because he's so big.
Yeah.
But he's looking for a quieter home without small kids so he can just hang out with his new family and take relaxing walks and, you know, lounge. He is a member of our Lonely Hearts Club. And his adoption fee has been waived because we really want to find him a home as soon as we can.
Sure.
He is staying in a larger non-public space, so you need to ask about him in our adoption center.
All right. All right.
And folks, if you want to take a look
at
these dogs, you can check our Facebook site or YouTube. Okay. Let's move on to our next pet. Who do we have here, Lisa?
Kitty cat.
Let's go a little bananas this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to go bananas with Johnny Bananas.
Wow.
Are you in charge of naming these pets? Is that how this works?
Johnny Bananas sounds cool.
It's a great stage name.
It does sound cool. I feel like he's like a jazz player or something.
Right, sure.
Well, that was one of the names I was going to use on the radio. Yeah,
really? You settled on Peterson. Huh? Okay. All right. Tell us about Johnny Bananas.
Yes, he's an adult brown tabby who has lots of white on his chest and his legs. He's about 12 pounds. He was found in a crate right outside the doors of our adoption center one morning in late October. We do ask people, please don't leave pets outside the building just because We do have wildlife that walks around. We do have, it's getting colder now. So, you know, please come in with your pets if you need to surrender them and, you know, have that conversation so we can learn more about them. We have slowly been learning information about him. Like, he's very spirited and full of personality. He loves to play, and he has affectionate moments, but he can get overexcited. So he's looking for an experienced feline family without small children who can read his body language and know when he needs to have a break.
All right.
Well, it's beautiful. Beautiful coloring. Okay.
He's very fun. He's very cute.
Wait a minute. Did you name this cat Johnny Bananas? Did we ever come up with that?
I didn't. I wish I did. Sometimes I did get to name some puppies once, and I named them all after ice cream.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Then they took the name thing away from you at that point, huh? Okay.
Hey, Rocky Road.
Okay.
We have, sometimes we name our pets after all these different types of foods. I'm like, gosh, people must think we're starving.
Yeah, you're preoccupied with snacks.
All right. Let's see. Oh, you have one more dog.
We have
here.
A dog
let's,
here.
Let's get to this one.
We have one more dog, and his name is Crikey.
Crikey.
8 months. Yes.
Okay. How old?
He's an Australian. 8 months.
Okay.
So he's an Australian Kelpie, which is a herding type dog. He's mostly black with some tan around his snout, legs, and lower chest, and he's got these piercing crystal blue eyes.
Oh, but the eyebrows, he's got white eyebrows. Incredible. I love that.
His tan eyebrows are super cute too. So he's about 36 pounds right now. He's gonna get to be around a medium size, so maybe around 40-45. Crikey was transferred to DCHS at the end of October from an overcrowded shelter in Alabama. He was really nervous when he arrived. He's still a little nervous, so he's looking for a patient family who will work with him to build his confidence and on his positive reinforcement training.
Well, he's young. He's
staff
a puppy.
Have been working with him. He is. So staff have been working with him on his leash skills, and he is eager to please. He's also spent time in an office where he really like got to hang out, get used to some people, lounging with them. And then he really loved playing with enrichment toys. He's really smart, though, and very athletic.
Oh, yeah. Those herding dogs are really smart.
Yep. Very good. Absolutely. Well, people are interested in adopting any of these three animals or any others that are up for adoption, just go to giveshelter.org. You can find out more there. Lisa Bernard, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. We are coming back after the news.
We got big stories coming up next hour.
Stories. Stay with us. John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.